as here we are at Cover 3 Athletics covering the WPIAL. The 2021 football season is underway, as well as the City League, as we're doing something special this year. Our 2021 season guide is going to be released in a couple of days. As we break down with the opening season, we're going to do a class-by-class podcast where it's going to be a short little synopsis of the class as a whole, and we're going to break it down. Now, our season guide is going to be released, and it's going to have the entire in-depth coverage of every team, every class, with our preseason hour, meaning CTA, not coaches, not anybody else, as first and second team selections, as well as players to watch, as well as kind of the top players in this current senior class, the upcoming junior and sophomore classes, as well as just some other cool things we're going to have. So if you want the entire in-depth scoop, please check out our guide. It's free. It's available PDF in a couple days. It's through our website and social media handles. So we're just going to run through, kind of keep this one short and easy to listen to. So we're going to start with Class 1A. They may be the smallest, but they're certainly not the least. And we're going to begin with the Eastern Conference. So the Eastern Conference is Clareton, Springdale, Bishop Canavan, Jeanette, Greensburg Central Catholic, Leechburg, Imani Christian, and Riverview. As in 1A, how they're doing it is the top five make the playoffs, and I believe there's a wild card involved. So you'll have a 16-team bracket. So let's talk about Clareton. Of course, one of the staples in the Whippiel, as well as Class 1A. You could expect them every year. It's title or bust. Of course, a year ago, they got embarrassed in the Whippiel final. They come back this year, obviously hungry to redeem themselves and wanting more. As it's a little bit different, as the Sanders cousins are gone, Isaiah Berry's gone. But what do you have back? You have five starters, headlined by receiver, defensive back Brooklyn Cannon. This guy's a game breaker. You have Greg Lee, who saw action a year ago. Now he takes over as the feature back. You have big boys on the line, being Kanye Hawkins, Keith Mead, Travion Thompson. But then the key for them is junior quarterback Capone Jones. He transferred from McKeesport last year. Now this year it's his time to shine and take over the offense. And again, Clareton, there's still some question marks, guys we don't know yet, but it's Clareton. They're talented, they're skilled, they're coached well, the expectation is nothing else but winning. You can certainly pencil them in to make a run, that's what they do, and this year's team has plenty of talent to do that. And then they add them winning this conference, I just think they're by far the best team, and again, until somebody in the Eastern can beat them that's not named Jeanette, I'm not gonna fret over that. I'm picking Clareton to make a run, and they also, in our guide, are the number one team coming into the season. And yes, week zero has already happened. We're recording this live time. We're in week one. So I just want to get that clear. So we go down the Eastern Conference. We look at Jeanette. The Jayhawks, they're the defending Whippiel champions. They beat Clareton pretty bad in the final last year. They made it to Hershey before losing to Steelton Highspire. But Jeanette, from a team that's coming off, you know, an all-title defense, you look at them, they had nine guys who wouldn't have been starters transfer out of the program going to various schools in the Whippiel. You also had graduation take a bit of a hit. And all of a sudden, you have a Jayhawks team that's pretty much a brand new squad. Senior lineman Justin Shank, he is the lone starter back. He's the two-way anchor, and he's really kind of the anchor of the program. Kind of encourage guys to stay on the team or come out for the team and kind of build up and lead the newer faces. Tyler Horn is another senior. He's going to be the leader in the secondary. He's also taking over as quarterback, and he's going to be asked a lot of him this season. You're going to have a lot of young guys for the Jayhawks that are going to have to step up, take on bigger roles, and going to learn on the fly, to be honest. And again, it's Jeanette. It's very similar to Clareton, where, I mean, again, they're the most winning program in Whippiel history. They're there every year. It's what you expect out of them. And unfortunately for them, this is Roy Hall's final year coaching. You have that. And unfortunately for him, you know, you have a bunch of newbies. And what should be a title defense and a vaunted rematch with Clareton in the regular season and us dreaming of, you know, a rematch in a big playoff game and something. Instead, it's going to be a bit of a climb this year with a young roster. They're really just trying to fill it out in a competitive conference in 1A. And then you look around the rest of the conference. Greensburg Central Catholic, they had a couple of those Jeanette players come over. headlined by Ryan Kimball on the line, as well as Jaden Kennedy, who broke out in the playoffs. He's kind of going to be one of the big players. Amari Mack is another player that's a junior that's ready to break out this year. And then the DeLugos brothers, Danny and Nate, they're kind of leading things. Nate's a quarterback, Danny's the running back and linebacker. I mean, GCC, they're trying to get the program back on right stage. They're trying to turn the ship a bit. And on paper, they have talent. They have guys spread out there thinking they should definitely be competitive week in, week out. Maybe not against Clareton. But everybody else, they should have a fighting chance each week. But of course, week zero, they get smacked by Upper St. Clair. They came off flat. You just wonder how together this team is. And they're trying to reinstill in the culture. Amani Christian, again, Kenny Robinson was there. I think it was 4 years ago now. He took them in the playoffs. Next year, a lot of those guys came back. They made a run to the final. Last couple of years, it's been frustrating. It's been smaller roster size, inexperience. It's hurt them. This year, it's kind of a similar thing. I mean, they played a lot of freshmen last year. They hope that pays off this year. And they also have some young guys that are still going to be featured. But Malik Shannon, Rayshon Jackson, they're the two guys that need to be known. Shannon has got good size. He's going to be the do-it-all quarterback as well as a linebacker. Rayshon Jackson, he's going to be the top ball carrier on offense, leader in the secondary. And then Daryl Strong is the leader on both lines. Again, it's a small team. They're still young, but they have experience. They could be sneaky in this conference, but they kind of need to show up before we start making picks on them. Riverview, again, a program trying to turn it back around. They have a three-way competition for quarterback. You have that. But the main thing is Dean Sincere, who's going to be what the offense goes around for them. He's a name to mention. We'll see what the Raiders do, but again, it's hard to expect much out of them until they begin to show it. Springdale, the Dynamos had a really good year last year, winning 5 games. They challenged Jeanette. They were in the mix. Playoff time, they were a team that was being talked about being able to make a push. A very good year for them. Again, gone is a couple, of stars in Calvin Kindler and Dimitri Fritch, but they have 17 starters back, including quarterback Legend Usk and skill guy Logan Dexter. Dexter was the leading receiver a year ago, but now he's going to be the lead ball carrier as well as the top guy in the secondary. You also have guys like John Udis back as well. So the Dynamos, they have plenty of talent back, plenty of experience, and it's because of that. They may not be as big name heavy, but the experience of going through the success of last year definitely is in a place where they can build off that and catapult and make a big run this year. Another team looking to kind of have a catapult year and definitely take advantage of the playoffs being back to normal is Leechburg. Leechburg hasn't made the playoffs since 1988, the longest drought in the Whippiole. But this year is a good chance for that to end. They have 9 starters back on both sides of the ball from a 3-win team. Tommy Burke transfers from Kiski to be the new quarterback, but really the guy we need to talk about is an absolute stud. As Braylon Lovelace is back after a sophomore year, he just missed 1,000 yards on the ground in 7 games. Eli Rich, Logan Klein also return. They're going to be big in the offense. At the end, Leechburg, how can you not like all the experience, everything else back? Again, for them, I think they need to get some confidence and win a game against Jeanette, GCC. See what they do against Springdale. Kind of get these things going. I mean, they put up 69 points on Friday against Jefferson Morgan. But if they're able to do things and kind of get rolling behind Lovelace, if they're able to stay healthy, have some of these veterans pick up where they left off and take the next level, Leechburg can not only contend in the Eastern Conference and vie for second place, but be a playoff team and maybe, not just be a footnote in the bracket. And last but not least, Bishop Canavan in this conference. The Crusaders, the program's going in the right direction. They have a lot of young guys that are getting experience. 18 starters return. And this is just a total team effort. As sophomore Jason Cross takes over the quarterback spot, as Willie Banks Hicks moves to a tight end spot, he also plays linebacker. You have Keyshawn Harris and Jan Torres back to do the ground game, as well as help on defense in the front seven. Xavier Nelson's proved to be a stud. He's a top wideout, top cover guy. And then a couple other guys, Adante Berrien, Keyshawn Maxgall, and sophomore Jaden Collins are going to be helps on defense, as well as the guys get the ball to. Cameron, they're young. They're not well known by a lot of people around the Whippiole, but this team is getting good. The program's going in a really good direction. They're young. They're talented. Don't be surprised if Camden's winning games and towards the top of this conference. So, kind of running through the Eastern, how we pick it. Clairton 1, Springdale 2, and Springdale's also, and we have a preseason ranked number. We actually have them ranked number 5 in the WIPUL in our rankings. And then Leechburg 3, Kahneman 4, Jeanette 5, GCC 6, Amani, and Riverview to round out. And now let's look at the Tri-County South. So the TCS has been a very competitive conference, but of course the main knock is when it comes to playoff time, you know, not a lot happens. Well, the Tri-County South, you have West Green, California, Carmichael's, Benworth, Jefferson Morgan, Avella, Mapletown, and Manesson. So let's break it down. So you look at California, who won the conference a year ago. Again, should be very good. They have to replace Jaden Zuzek, who was an absolute animal last year. Over 1,500 yards, 28 touchdowns. But they have enough talent to do so easily. As Damani Stafford had to play quarterback, he's able to move to running back because Hunter Assad transfers in from Brownsville to take the reins of quarterback. Gives a little more of a passing ability in the offense. So this should open things up for California. It's used to pounding the rock. As you have some guys like Kanan Powell, Connor Vig, who can spread out wide and make plays in the open. You got experienced linemen who play two ways. Of course, Stafford helps on the pass rush as well. Vig, Powell help in the secondary. But then you have Ethan Fike, you know, a solid senior linebacker leading the defense. Again, Cal has a lot of experience. You have more of a dual side on the offense. A lot to like about this team trying to stay at the top of the conference. Of course, their rival and a challenge, West Green. Of course, West Green had an unusual year last year, not even talking about the COVID, as, of course, the year went without Ben Jackson was a struggle. They were trying to figure it out offensively. It didn't pan out so well. COVID didn't help them with, obviously, limited practice time. But they still won 4 games. They come back this year with 21 of 22 starters returning. As the run-heavy offense still is run-heavy, as Wes Wipke is going to direct things. Corey Wise and star sophomore, lost my notes here. The star sophomore Colin Brady are going to be the run show of the run game. As Corey Wise is more of the muscle back. Colin Brady is going to be the guy who gets the bulk of the carries and just, you know, decimate defenses as he's a beast. Nathan Orndorff is back to be the top target. Hunter Hamilton should get more time on offense. But then the defense is really what's exciting to look at because Casey Miller, Tristan White, Owen Hughes are in the trenches on both sides to help the run game and help the pass rush on defense. Orndorff's in the secondary along with Hamilton and Wipke and Colin Brady. You have Corey Wise powering the defense in the middle of it. You know, and again, there's other dudes who have started there. So this team is deep, they're talented, they're experienced, and now they're even more motivated after a down year last year. And then you kind of jump to Carmichael's, the team that came back to this conference after being in 2A. They're back in 1A. A year ago, they almost won the conference title, came up short, and then lost to Avella, kicked them out of the playoffs. This year, 18 starters are back from a 5-win squad. And the Mighty Mics, they're thinking playoffs, Tri-County South title, and maybe more. Big reason why, because the duo of Trenton Carter and Mike Stewart are back to form one of the better QB-receiver duos. Of course, Bailey Jones left, but now junior Payton Schooley takes over as a lead runner. You got experienced linemen in Austin Walker and Jonathan Oakey. And, you know, but again, but those two there, but the rest of the line is inexperienced. And Carmichael's is going to try to fill out some other skill players. But mainly, though, the Mighty Mics, you got 18 starters back. You have enough around the ball to make plays. It's hard not to like it. And Carmichael's, you feel like, should be towards the top of the conference with West Green, with Cal. And then you kind of look at the rest of the Tri-County South, and it's kind of open because Avella, they surprised everybody last year, and they made the playoffs. It was a good story, a good run, but 8 seniors graduated, and that's a big number for any program, but for a 1A school, it always hits harder. And, of course, now the offense still has a good hands with dual threat K.J. Rush back to quarterback it, but he can also move around to play other positions. Noah Markle's the lead rusher. Sophomore Cole Jaworski could take over a quarterback to allow Rush to move elsewhere. Brandon Samuel is the leading receiver that returns, but he's the only one out of the top 5 that's back. And then the line's going to have some new guys, too. So just 5 stars back on both sides. Avella's going to have a learning curve. They're going to be missing some holes. But again, I think with what they have back, they definitely can put up numbers and be a playoff team once again. And then you have Mapletown. And the Maples, you know, they're trying to get back to being competitive. They're trying to be respectable. 9 starters back on both sides. Pretty good chance to do that. Landon Stevenson headlines it as he is a junior and he is an absolute star. As he does it all on offense. He's a leading rusher. He can catch passes. He's a dynamic return man. He's a good he's a good defensive back. What's not to like? But a big jump is the senior quarterback, Max Venena, along with Clay Menor. And as well as AJ Venena. That combination there is going to have to help carry the Maple offense. And then, of course, defensively, it's that group of Venena and Menor joining Stevenson. You also have Cohen Stout, their starters. You're thinking Mapleton definitely can make the push and definitely make some noise. And then you look at the rest of the conference. Vanessa, they're in a total rebuild. I mean, they were winless last year. They have a new coach again this year. They have a lot of new young players trying to restore the program. Only 3 seniors are on the team. I think it's unfortunately going to be another long year for the Greyhounds. But I think it's going to be a year that hopefully can write the program back in the direction that they're used to going in and can kind of be the table setter within the next 2 or 3 years. We can talk about, you know, Manassas being one of the better teams in 1A. And then Jefferson Morgan, this is going to be a rebuild year too. They lost a lot from a team that was in the middle of the pack last year. They only have 2 seniors on the roster. And they're basically, I mean, Colt Fowler, junior quarterback Cole Jones, they're 2 of the big names. They got a couple of linemen back. And then it's going to be a rebuild for Jefferson Morgan. And then Benworth, they're in the same boat as well. It's kind of a rebuild year for them. It's a transition year because they lost nearly 2,000 all-purpose yards and 21 scores from Owen Petrusik and Trent Cavanna. And those two are huge on defense. So basically, Seth Adams, the quarterback's back, and he's going to have it all on his shoulders this year. Caleb Peternell is going to be the top receiver. And there's only 4 of the returning starters, so Benworth is going to be rebuilt. So you kind of look at the TCS. I mean, the 3 teams that are rebuilding are easily at the bottom, being Manassas in 8th, Jefferson Morgan in 7th, Benworth in 6th. And then you look at the top of the conference. We have West Green winning because, I mean, West Green, they're just deep. They're really deep, and they have it together as a team. Now, of course, California, we have 2nd because California is really good as well. It just, I just think West Green is more a little bit more coming back, and they're more sure on the line play, and defensively, I think they're a little bit better. But again, that'll be a heck of a game when they square off. Carmichael's, we have 3rd just because of Mighty Mike's. They came in 3rd last year. The team's a little less experienced this year. That's kind of the reason. And then Mapletown and Vela, we have gone 4th and 5th because Mapletown, 9 starters back on both sides of the ball, plus you got some star power. You know, it's hard not to like that. If Vela has enough back, they should be a playoff team. But I just think there's a big difference between the two this year. And the fact they played a week 0 and the Maples did what they did to them kind of showed that as well. It is to know we have West Green Rangers, our number 4 team in 5A. I mean, us in 1A coming into the season, I'm sorry, out of our top 5. Then we have the Big 7 Conference, being Rochester, Olsh, Shenango, Union, Cornell, Burgettstown, Fort Cherry, and Northgate. So, looking at things in depth, you look at Fort Cherry, Tanner Gary, year number 2, leading the Rangers. He snapped a 21-game losing streak last year. They showed promise on the back of the schedule, but now the challenge is being a playoff team. Of course, dual-threat quarterback Max Trushel, along with his wideouts Anthony D'Alessandro and Dylan Rogers, huge help to an offense that likes to spread it out. Mitchell Cook is back to lead the defense. Nashawn Sonnen is a sophomore looking to build off a nice freshman year. But Fort Cherry, they're not exactly deep. They have some holes. We'll see if they can piece it together. But again, a team that should be in the mix for the playoffs. Northgate, they snapped a 32-game losing streak last year. And again, no seniors in last year's 0-8 team. So, again, it was a young team. It still is young, but they're getting experience. Devontae Christie, Dylan McWilliams are some guys that need to be known. Sophomore Austin Mitchell is going to be a factor. Jaden Mitchell is going to be the leading rusher, and he's going to be a linebacker, too. So, Northgate, again, not expected to do much, but they got a win in week 0. That's a good feeling. And I think you know, maybe getting the experience and being a little more poised, they could maybe give a couple teams problems in this conference, at least make it a little more interesting. And you got to start somewhere. Now let's look at the big dogs. Rochester, they pounced on everyone last year, and a lot of that team's back. And it's for them, I think it's title or bust. I mean, the ground game is strong with Denny Robinson, Sally Ore, both return, ready to keep on going. And they also both are keys in the back seven of the defense. Jerome Mullins showed he was a shutdown corner as a sophomore. Now he's back to do that again while also being the top receiving option for junior quarterback Parker Lyons, who's expected to have a little bit more of a role in the offense this year. And then you have a nice group of linemen in Dante Welling, Noah Haskins, and Adam Shore. And then the Ram defense has a strong secondary, headlined by Lyons, Ryan Clark, and J.D. Azuli to go with Mullins. They also have a nice play in the trenches as well. And again, Laurie leads the linebackers. So, I mean, Rochester's teams, they're solid. They're straight up solid the way they play. It's a great style. It's hard not to like. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, otherwise known as Olsh, they expect to make it back to the playoffs after having trouble the last 2 years with Rochester Shenango. Jay Pearson transferred to Starrocks, but they bring back plenty of talent as Dion McIntosh, Gavin Toney, Ryan Farrell, and Al Magnelli. They're the line, and that's one of the more solid groups in 1A. Nahima Azim is back to quarterback the team, and he's supposed to be better this year, obviously, with a year under his belt. Of course, you're trying to find out a new receiver. You got Ziggy McIntosh, he's expected to fill in. He has some other guys. Stephen Greer is going to be the leader in the run game. They've all 18 returning starters, and then junior Dior Devers is a player to watch on both sides of the ball for them. I think experience, the returning talent, Olsh should have no problem being back towards this conference and really giving Rochester and Shenango a run for their money at the top. Speaking of Shenango, it's been a nice upward climb. 7 wins, semifinals a year ago, 17 starters back, but quarterback and running back are whole open. Is Satino Campoli has an arm injury, kept him out of baseball, keeping him out of football, and then Reese Watkins graduated. So what do you do? Well, Sam Patton and Sam Myers are battling for the new quarterback job. You do have wideouts that are experienced in Dalton Peters and Adam Bryant back. C.J. Miller saw carries and Watkins got banged up last year, and he'll be the lead back this year. And then you have a solid lineup in Jason Domerick, Trevor Valenti, Kyle Unhart, and Brandon Stuck. Of course, some of those guys will also be in the defensive line. Will Patton's going to come back as a linebacker after missing last year with an injury. Hayden Morgan will be back as well. And then Preston Shry's another guy that's a veteran that's going to be part of the secondary. Again, a very deep Shenango team, but again, you have guys that have to step up, take on bigger roles. And then with Rochester and Olsh, you wonder how that's kind of factoring. But again, Shenango shouldn't be no lower than third of this conference. Union's a team that's hard to figure out a little bit. They're kind of, in the middle of things. And of course, look at the Scotties. They lost a bit, too. I mean, they lost their big guys in last year, but it's a senior duo this year of quarterback Tyler Staub, running back linebacker Jackson Clark's going to take the Scotties as far as those two can go. They got 6 stars back on both sides from a 4-1 team. You got some veteran linemen both ways. Mike Gunn's a young player to keep an eye on for Union. But then for Union, it's a matter of, can they get more production elsewhere? Because if they just rely on 2 guys in a very deep conference, I mean, they're going to be good, they're going to have success, but it's also going to be limited. You have Burgettstown, who the Blue Devils went on a heck of a run. They have a new coach, trying to bounce back after a rough 3-1 season, but they just have a total of 5 starters back for a first-year coach. Jackson LaRocque is the quarterback. A.J. Cousier is the lead rusher. Both are keys on defense, and Burgettstown's a lot of unknown about this team this year. So basically, for the Blue Devils, it might be more of a rebuild year. And then Cornell, last but not least, they made their historic run 2 years ago with the senior class that literally started the program back up. They moved on. Last year was a rough year. This year, though, they hope the growing pains can translate into wins and success again. Of course, Timmy Henderson is a two-way star. He's going to be the lead option on offense as well as the leader in the secondary. Shamar Wilson's in the secondary with them and should get touches. 3-year starter, junior Raquan Troutman's another special player that's going to be both ball carrier in terms of a slot back and in the secondary. And then you have junior quarterback EJ Dawson, who again, second year starting, should take the next level after a rookie under his belt. He got a talented trio to get the ball to. Micah Dickerson's going to get a chance to be the pass rush as well as get some carries. And then Craig Pulford's a lineman for them and leads away. So Cornell, I think you're going to see a jump from a young team to that year paying someone off this year, but I just think at the end of the day, the big dogs are just too good to be challenged, and then Union's always solid. So I think it's just kind of, this is a really tough conference, and that's what's going to, and ultimately is going to want to make the differences. I mean, so you look at how we have it, We have Rochester, Olsch, Shenango is the top three, with Rochester coming in number two, Olsch number three in our preseason top five for 1A. And then you have Fort Cherry fourth, Union fifth. And then I have Cornell 6, Burgettstown 7, and Northgate finishing out the conference in 8th. So, those are our picks, and that's 1A in a nutshell. And again, to get the complete breakdown of Class 1A, in-depth of every team, our preseason first and second team picks, our 5 to watch, our kind of players to watch in the senior, junior, and sophomore classes, and all the fun stuff, Season Guide gets released somewhere by Thursday afternoon this week, hopefully a little bit sooner than that. It's free. It's a free PDF document that's going to be available. Our website, which is cover3athletics.wixsite.com/WestPA. And it's cover, the number 3, and then athletics in the address bar, as well as our Twitter, Instagram, TikTok pages as well. So check out the in-depth when it comes out in a couple of days. But for something short and simple to the point, this is a breakdown of Class 1A. Again, CTA style, week 1. Here we come, 2021 Whitfield football. Hope you guys enjoyed. We'll talk soon.